Cheater.
Yes, 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Hillary is with us for War of the Roses today. And Hillary, you said that you found a Facebook message and did a little investigating of your own.
So I found this Facebook message from this girl named Pam. So I took it upon myself to message her back as my boyfriend.
So how did you find this message? Like, do you know his password or did he leave Facebook open?
He left it open.
Fair game.
I never knew his password. We just never talked about that. But he left it open on my computer.
On your computer. That's even more fair game, isn't it, Lauren?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She didn't even have to go looking for it. It found her.
Yep. Truth always comes out. Anyway, so I messaged him, or I messaged Pam back as Tony. And I set up a date to meet for drinks. She lives in Concord, so, I just kind of made it easier for both of us. And, I said, tell me what you're going to wear so that I could know who it was. And so I get there and I park and I see this girl get out of her car wearing exactly what she said she was going to wear to the T. And I'm like, I know this is her. This is Pam. Like, I saw her with my own eyes and she walked into the bar and I just drove away and I left.
Wow.
Like, I know. Yeah.
So do you think that he's, like, met her before in person, or do you think this was like an online relationship?
No, he's definitely met her before. She was too ready and willing. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll see you there.
How long have you two been together, you and Tony?
About 2 years.
Okay, so a good bit of time.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if someone sends us an email and you think something's going on, unfortunately, it usually is. But we'll find out for sure, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and call him up. Here we go.
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. You're just the person I'm looking for. How are you today?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name's Julie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're an online gift company.
Yeah, not interested. Thanks.
Oh, sir, we're not selling anything. I actually have something for you to send free of charge. We're doing a Facebook Tell Your Friends About Us. One of your friends nominated you to get $125 in beautiful red roses.
Uh-huh.
So I have them free of charge for you to send. I don't need a credit card. I just need the person's mm-hmm. information that you'd like to send mm-hmm. them to. Do you have someone in mind?
So you're not going to be actually taking credit card information from me? It's not?
No, not at all.
It's free and then a scam?
Nope. All I need is their information. This is just kind of a thank you. We're trying to get our name out there to our customers. And like I said, somebody had nominated you to get these flowers.
Right. Okay. Sure, I'll do it. What do I do?
Okay, I'll get the receiver's information in a moment, but who would you like to send them to? The name?
I guess I'll send them to Pam.
Okay, and then I also have a note for Pam to go on these roses as well. I can use a romantic card if that's okay.
Whatever, just have it say, love you, Tony, thanks.
Okay.
All right, cool, is that good?
It would have been, except for your girlfriend Hillary's on the phone.
What?
Tony, you're on the Meany, Rory, and Lauren morning show on War of the Roses.
Hillary heard everything.
Whatever. Okay, this is. I was just going along with your stupid scam. All right, I gotta go to work.
Hillary, you want to say anything to Tony?
Yeah. Who the hell is Pam?
Nobody.
Who is she? Right.
You're going to want to know how Hillary knows there's a Pam. Why don't you tell him what you did?
Okay, no comment. No, I have nothing to
say. No, just
no,
listen. Just listen.
You don't have to comment.
Listen to what I'm saying, Tony. You left your Facebook open on my computer when you left the other day. And do you know what I did? I went into your messages and I saw a message from Pam.
I'm assuming you snooped through my Facebook. Thanks.
Snooped? No. You left it open on my computer. There was a message from a woman on your Facebook. And I saw it, and I asked this girl to come meet me for drinks, and guess what she did? She was real ready to do that, real quick, and she showed up.
I have no idea.
Do you have anything to say to me about that? Who is she, and how does she know you? And why would she show up?
No comment. No comment. I don't know who that. I got lots of messages on Facebook.
You can no comment all the way out the door. You are not to call me ever again. Like, this is over. Like, you realize this, right? So you can keep saying no comment, but you're saying no comment. You're not going to tell me what's going on.
There's nothing going on. I have nothing to say. That's why there's no comment.
Because you're busted.
Oh, my God. This is starting to get laughable. Are you serious?
You don't know anything. You're
caught, bud. You're caught.
Dude, 2 years with Hillary, Tony. 2 years with Hillary, and you're going to be a jerk like this?
Okay, I understand this is what you do to get your ratings up, but you guys don't know anything. I have nothing to hide and nothing to say.
Well, then why not comment?
Because there's nothing to comment. All right.
So you're saying you're not cheating, and this is all what?
Who's Pam?
No comment.
Who is Pam?
No comment.
This isn't like the news.
Who is Pam? Who is Pam?
No comment.
It's not a press conference.
I would dump this guy in a heartbeat. Hillary, it's over. I mean, you got to move on. I can't stand Tony.
It's done. Like, so, so done.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
So many tweets pouring into the studio after that War of the Roses, and keep the coming at the MRL show. But call in at 704-570-9595. Did you ever do a setup just like Hillary did to bust a cheater? Because I did, and I got caught. It ended horribly.
You tried to set someone up, and then you ended up getting busted yourself?
Yes.
A little sting. I will teach you the way.
Sting operation went bad for me. We'll tell you that story, and we want to hear yours again at 704-570-9595 in 5 minutes.